Coming to you live from 4OTG Studios, I am your host, LB. Alongside me, as always, is Frankie, bringing you the second episode of Behind the Horns for the 2023-2024 Minnesota Blue Ox season. What's going on, Frankie?
Tuna steaks.
Yeah, well, there is a tuna steak being eaten.
I don't know.
It's been shoved into Carl's mouth right now. Mid podcast, he's just eating salmon. So we got that going on. But how about you?
Same old. Still illiterate.
Still, well, you know, you did a good. You can't be illiterate if you wrote all this up.
I used a lot of spell check.
ChatGPT.
And grammar check.
Well, at least check. We got that. So. All right, so this is, I guess, our holiday episode, if you want to call it that. That's what we got here. Our guests today, Frankie, I just like hearing you talk, so why don't you state who our guests are going to be today?
Well, we got number 11, Riley Lube. Lubers. Number 29, Coral, otherwise known as Beast. Graffelman. And then number 30, our goalie, Eli Cheese Marquise. Said it right this time, right?
It's Marquise.
God, that was close.
You just can't figure.
I can't read, and I can't, you know, do much of anything else.
Should be suspended. That's what it should be.
Number 30, Eli suspended.
But what's going on, guys? How are you doing? Carl can't talk. She's got a mouthful of salmon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swordfish,
whatever.
Sounds like a medieval whorehouse in here.
Something does not smell good. But what's up? What's up? You guys coming straight from practice pretty much? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, cooked a little bit. Propane tank store, I think.
Yeah, well, they ran out of propane. Their car runs on propane, so they had to stop and get propane.
Apparently. You guys get propane accessories, too.
So, all right. Well, as always, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors for everything they do for the Minnesota Blue Ox. So, Frankie.
Okay, here we go. Oh, like right now?
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right, sponsors. Thank you to Big Breath, Walzer Automotive, Warrior Hockey, Great Clips,
Fur Hair,
Blue Ox Heating and Air, Alloy Brewing, Anoka Ramsey Community College, Kowalski's Markets, Tripine Creative and Marketing, Arbor Tree Service, Bell Mortgage, Chris Safe Team, Witta Creative Studios, hi Jay, Fast Wax Ski Wax, Ya Boys 4OTG, Focus 33 Print, Home Furniture, Ice Hockey Systems, Calming Waters Wellness Center, Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains, Blaine Family Chiropractic, Pro Start Construction, Red Black Hockey League, North Star Real Estate Associates, Social Indoor, Hagnus Properties, A-Class Sounds, Conkey's Bus Service, Green Acres of Wisconsin, Jimmy John's of Coon Rapids, Unique Dining Experiences, Hero Edge North America, Cybersport Under Armour Hockey, Crystal VFW, Speed Pro Imaging, Power Edge Studio, Integral Hockey Stick Repair, General Nutrition Centers,
GNC,
United States Air Force, yeah, you missed it, Title Boxing Club, Absolute Filth, Hometown Auto Care, Anoka Family Wellness, God, that tuna.
Swordfish,
whatever it's
not like. Not a sponsor.
Tradition Companies is Alina Health Orthopedics, Zulu, Lulu's Pizzeria, Bach to Rock, VetTix.org, Allegro of Eden Prairie, Jewel and Moose, Body Trick, Warriors Path, powered by Vets, TPH Academy of Blaine. I got it right this time.
Yep, finally.
Raisin Canes at Coon Rapids, The Ranch, Go Go Squeeze, Lunch Bucket Hockey, Jet Set Promotions, Holiday Inn Express Coon Rapids, Zoe's Gone Bananas. I think that's...
All right. So, with that taking you an hour to read, you're actually really quite red right now.
Yeah.
Which is not your normal color.
No, I feel like I...
You're like 3/16 red.
Ooh. No, so, I'm not going to say it.
You can't, I don't think. All right. Current Midwest-West breakdown.
West-West.
Minnesota Blue Hawks currently 25 games played on the regular season. 12-12 with 2 shootout wins and 1 shootout loss. Minnesota Blue Hawks are currently 6th in the Midwest-West and 34th overall in the USPHL. Hudson Havoc are currently sitting in first place with 23 games played and 37 points. Minnesota Squash are in second place with 24 games played with 37 points.
In a Class A organization right there. Oh, yeah, you guys can't see my face.
The Wisco Rapids River Queens are in third with 35 points. Moose in fourth with 32 points. Steele County sitting in fifth place with 27 points. Then your Blue Ox, and rounding out 7 through 9 are the Ducks, Isanti, and Mullets. Mullets with 10 points. Jesus Christ. So now we'll kind of talk about some of the recent games played. So we'll get the boys a little more involved, talk the season so far. Just get some insights, kind of figure out what's going on. So again, fellas, say hi to your... Well, you said 40 fans, but I'm going to say millions this time. So
40 millions.
Oh, 40 millions. That's I don't think that's how you say it. So, all right. So,
can be if you wanted to.
Kind of going back a little ways here, back in November, had the showcase at Mount Clemens, had matchups with Metro Jets Development Program, Hershey Cubs, Battle Creek Colonels, and Elmira Impact. Says going 1-4, but I think he only played 4 games. Yeah. So I'd say 1-3.
I know math.
Beating Battle Creek. So that was the first time I think that the Ox have went to that showcase, if I'm right. How did that go out there?
Don't all step in.
The showcase was nice. I think it was ran well. Yeah. I just think that we didn't play very well. So the overall experience wasn't very fun. Just because we weren't winning.
Yeah. Is that more because it was like a newer experience playing some of these guys? I mean, you guys have played MJDP before. Have you played Battle Creek and Elmira and or even Hershey?
Yeah, we played Battle Creek last year.
They're at the Midwest Showcase, I think, last year.
I think we played them in Chicago.
Okay.
But the other Elmira and Hershey Cubs, I think, were first, but... I just think we came out flat. Even if we haven't played them, I think we should still be looking to win, and I didn't feel like that's how it was in Detroit.
I know, like, just outside of state travels, that first game, especially if you're playing right away, that's always kind of you're going to kind of come out flat anyways, but...
Well, and I feel like the way they schedule some of these showcases for you guys is always weird. You know, like the one before that at Fogarty... You guys had, let's see, the Roughnecks, Nashville Spartans, Chicago Cougars, and the Crush. And I think when you played the Roughnecks, it was your first game, and it was their third game already. Mm-hmm. And they had played, I think, the night before, the day before, and then they had an early morning game, and then they played you. So yeah. I never understand how they don't spread those out a little more with the way that they do it. So I don't know. There must be some weird thing to it. I'm sure travel factors in, but still, I mean, it's not like they're... I don't know. It just is interesting. But
I feel like they drop the game times every year. I mean, they always change it on us. Like, our game against the Spartans was supposed to be at 2, and then turn around and make it 9 o'clock in the morning is a little rough. So
Yeah, that's... And it's not like there's not plenty of rinks around here. I mean, you drive... Fogarty, where it was at, has 2, and then you drive 5 minutes north and you have 8 rinks sitting right there. Yeah. So they can gladly... It's definitely not a lack of ice in this area. So. Yeah. But who knows? There's got to be some rhyme or reason, but we'll see. So you had the couple showcases. Last five games, 6-4 loss against the Moose, 6-5 loss to Isanti, 4-1 loss to the Havoc, 2-0 loss to the Blades. And then lastly, the 8-3, still not quite understand why that goal was called off. Should have been 8-4 to the Squatch. But they put, I mean, they put the goal on the board,
yeah.
Called it, and then like took them like 3 minutes later and they called a major.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was it, for slashing or something?
Yeah. Spearing or something
Cooper,
like that.
Cooper did something.
Like 2 minutes before the goal.
Yeah.
Because we were all wondering, yeah. Like, okay, well, what are you guys standing around talking for, yeah. Trying to figure out what was going on? I mean, if it was like 5 fucking minutes ago, then
yeah.
That was my one.
That's it. You're done. Now you get hit for every other word.
The rest will be quiet. You won't hear it.
I doubt it. So, yeah. So obviously a bit of a rough stretch coming in into where you're at right now, after, you know, a somewhat decent start. Any kind of what's the mood right now? What are you guys doing to prepare or change kind of what's happening at this current state of your season?
I don't think like there's much change right now. I think it's more just dialing in and focusing and trying to get back to where we were. I mean, we're playing good hockey and I don't think that anything has changed how we're playing. I just think that there's more of a lack of effort.
Yeah, I agree with that, the lack of effort. I mean, some of these games, like the Isani game, yeah, we came out terrible in the first, but then second period we came back and tied it.
Yeah, that game's tough. I think it was, what, 5 goals on 7 shots in the first, 10 minutes, and then you came in, Cheese, and were pretty much lights out until that third period and had once sneak by and you lose, 6-5?
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough to deal with, but, you know, that's kind of the game. And
yeah. Well, like with this Squatch game this last week, wasn't it, you guys were leading going into the second, right? I mean, you guys looked pretty good coming out of the gate, and then all that other shit happened, and you just fall off the wheels a little bit.
I don't know. You want to talk more about that, Frankie? About that Squatch game and kind of what happened since we have...
I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, you have...
I only caught the third period on TV. I missed the first.
That two. Whole fight deal, like... the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, he blows into you. Whistle gets called down. Somebody starts, you know, trying to help out or not leave you hanging.
Yeah.
I won't throw anybody under the bus, but they did get away without anything, I think.
I think they actually did end up suspending him this morning.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Then I saw him last. He's like, they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So, but I mean, you kind of understand that aspect of things. Yeah. What I didn't understand was why their goalie comes sauntering down the ice. One of the linesmen is just watching him cross over the blue line, like, okay. Waits till he starts pummeling you, and then he's like, oh, I should go break that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you could have alleviated a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know that he was even there until he was punching me, so that was pretty awesome.
I mean, there was that, and then there was, what, 2 or 3 shots after the whistle?
Yeah.
It's like, why aren't you breaking this stuff up? Like, yeah. You're getting paid to do a job, do the job.
Yeah.
Well, I know Shortridge has the next Squatch home game, too. Mm-hmm. He already was talking about that. But, so, I mean, yeah, a lot of shit just went down. You know, there's my one. I have more than one.
I did, too.
a lot of stuff just goes down, you know, that... And the hard part is you can't see it on TV. They only showed, I don't know if you guys watched it at all or saw the replay. I mean, they don't show what's happening, why somebody punches somebody or anything. So it's real minimal. So I'm sure the league only sees.
Yeah. I have a pretty good GoPro angle of what all happened.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So that's, all right. So you got that going, which is nice. So suspensions are dished out. Shitty, but, you know, it is what it is.
I think 3 games is a little much, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So who from the Ox all got suspended then?
Me, Tommy, Mano, and Gabe, I think, and then they're talking about Smitty right now.
Okay, so.
Yeah. I think Coop might also, depending.
I don't know.
His clip in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He got a 5-minute major or whatever. And then if the squash send in that clip, he probably could get a game. Maybe not. Yeah. It just depends.
Which, who knows, they might just go tit for tat kind of thing. I don't put it past anybody. Yeah. But,
I mean, that's like what I was saying. You're the refs. You know these teams. You know who's got bad blood. And, I mean, again, the class act organization over there in their shitty little rank name. It's got like 5 names to it.
It's a great rank, though. It's nice out there.
Well, then change the name and change the... Change the program.
You don't like furniture and things?
They sell furniture and things. Do you know that they have
small of other things or what?
Do you know they have another store? It's called Plants and Things.
And other things?
No, it's,
what are the things that they're selling?
Like plants and things. You know. Like, yeah. Not a sponsor. Yeah.
Like
furniture and things and plants and things. That's their stores.
The officials just built get it. Like should be already, you know, hammering down on things and making sure things like that don't happen. I mean, that's kind of what you get paid for also. I just think it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, what was the locker room and stuff like after that game?
For the most part, we were just frustrated. We keep losing. But
yeah,
wasn't nothing about the fight, really.
Yeah.
Just annoyed.
Yeah. Just talking about what we can do.
Yeah.
We can fix it.
At the end of the day, that game is so much bigger than that one instant. Yeah. So I think most of the boys were just kind of disappointed that we got pumped. So.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys have played them well this year. You had that big comeback up in Elk River to beat them there, which was a sweet game in that. So, yeah. I mean, really all you can do is just kind of move on to the next one and put that one past you and just keep moving forward. So,
well, the words of Ted Lasso. Yeah, I just started watching that. Be a goldfish.
Yeah.
So, all right, Frankie.
Shortened version. Hopefully I won't be red reading this. Otherwise, I might need to go see a doctor. Sponsors.
It's your dad's side. Your mom's side.
It could be my mom. Thank you to Walzer Automotive, Great Clips for Hair, Blue Ox Heating and Air, Tradition Companies, Kowalski Financial, and Jimmy John's of Coon Rapids.
Yeah, you're just a little. Now you're turning red. Like
bent over reading.
That could be. All right, so
it's the fact.
Let's learn a little more about the guys, where they came from, and so forth. So, Lou, we'll kind of start out with you. Oh man,
Albion,
Illinois, 03 birth year.
Illinois.
Yeah. I'd have got that right, but I would have said Albion or something.
You know what? I'm fucking done. I'm done with all of them.
Screw you guys. Wait, I'm in my home.
So, prior to playing with the Ox, the Midwest Blackbirds. See the Minnesota Blue Ox for 22-23. Right-handed, 41 games played, 9 goals, 5 assists with 14 points and 26 PIMs. This year with the Ox, only half of the games are sitting at 10 goals, 12 assists, 14 PIMs. So... already over last year's. Who was I talking to? Shane or somebody? I was making fun of somebody with their tape job on Sunday, and they said you just don't even put tape on your stick.
Yeah, I don't do tape.
They said they don't understand. They're like, he just doesn't put tape on his stick, goes out. It was Wally or Shane or something. Yeah, I think it was Wally. I don't know, one of them, and I was just like, I don't know if tape would help me or not, or what. I'm terrible without it. So I'm with or without it, so I don't judge, but how do you do, I mean...
I don't know, it's kind of just like an accident kind of thing, because like, I came up here over the summer, and we did the summer tournament thing that Jay always does and has a bunch of other teams come. And one game, my tape was coming off, and I just took it off, and I scored, and I was like, yeah, I guess it works, so.
Just never went back after that,
just
then,
got more and more comfortable with it. And then some other guys are trying to do it. Carl does it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I tried it today.
I mean, I don't know. It just feels comfortable for me now.
But hey, whatever works.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
It feels different.
Yeah, I just tell people I'm broke. Like, can't afford tape.
Doesn't Jay have a pile of tape upstairs?
Yeah, we get tape. Yeah. We definitely get tape.
Oh,
that's how you get the puck pregnant. What happened?
Disclaimer.
I didn't say...
Disclaimer. Any kind of big moments for you that stand out so far this season? Anything for you as a individual player, as a, for the team?
Big game moment was probably tying that one goal against the Havoc early in the season. And then we went on to win that game in the shootout. That was, I don't know. It wasn't like a starter, but like it like gave us more momentum to like handle the shootout and overtime. Mm-hmm. Well, geez. Mm-hmm. Stopped all of them, right? Yeah, that's crazy.
I remember watching that game. That was sweet.
Yeah, that was like a really big team game I liked. And then the overtime winner I had against the Squatch was just a fun moment.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
So prior to the USPHL, where were you playing? Or what, you know, kind of what was your, what were you doing when you growing up hockey? Who'd you play for growing up in that?
Yeah, so I played in Evansville, Indiana. I would drive an hour to practice Tuesdays and Thursdays. Growing up, played there, high school as well. Yeah.
So you drove an hour for high school practice?
From growing like youth as well.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
It was kind of shitty.
That's probably worse as a parent.
Right?
Yeah.
What you know, what's kind of your normal routine for a game day? Kind of just the whole day. You do the same thing? Are you kind of superstitious, the same routine, or what are you kind of doing?
Mostly, yeah. I usually try to wake up without an alarm just to let my body just wake up naturally. Just to, I don't know, it makes me feel better. And then, I don't know, superstition, I usually just eat the same pregame meal every time. Try to.
Swordfish?
No, not exactly. I'll either do like ground beef and rice or steak and eggs, something like that. And then, superstitions, I always do left to right with my gear. I'll put on my left and then go to my right.
Oh, okay.
So left shin pad, then the right.
Now, are you a skates on first before your breezers, or are you breezers and then skates?
Breezers, then skates.
Yeah, that's See? Just weird.
I've seen people, like, why are you putting your breezers on? Where are your skates? I'm like, I'm not an idiot. I'm not, I don't want to cut
I
up my breezers.
I did that one time, and I cut them, yeah. I was just like, well, I'm never doing that again.
I'm a breezers, skates, then shin pads.
See, I go shin pads before skates.
I don't like to. I feel like it's too much work for me, but I'm just old and fat.
Hello.
Hell, yeah.
You also have a back that works, kind of, so.
Sort of. I don't know. I think I'm still sore. I think I'm finally not sore from Sunday, from my 12 shifts, if that. Maybe 9. So, you know, I got that going for you. Any, you know... Siblings, family, what do you got?
Yeah, so mom, dad, and then older sister, older brother.
They make it up to any games much or at all?
Yeah, so last year not as much, but this year they have. It came up for the Fogarty Showcase. They watched all 4 games.
I suppose that's kind of nice because then they can knock out a bunch of them at once as opposed to really only hitting a couple or something.
And we had some more time to like go out to restaurants and go to the mall and whatnot, hang out with them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, are you an age out this year?
I am, yeah.
What are your plans for future? Are you still going to stay with hockey? Or?
I'm going to try to. I would like to go play college hockey.
Where you want to go?
That's still undecided yet. I'm gonna join these guys and go practice with them at Iowa State. Talking to Adrian College right now. Might go practice with them, see how good they are. They're really good though. They're like number one ranked right now. So.
As long as it's not Iowa football, I'll get behind it. Those guys.
Good time.
We beat them this year. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah, technically.
Win's a win.
Yeah, I guess. All right, anything else you want the fans to know about you at this time, Lube?
No. Oh, my bad. Not really. No.
All right, Frank, you want to take Coral?
Coral! All right, Coral, otherwise known as Beast, otherwise known as Carl. From Omaha, Nebraska, 2003 birth year. Prior to the Ox, you played 18 through 22 with the Omaha Junior Lancers for high school. And then joining us in the 22-23 season, right-handed forward with 37 games, 8 goals, 12 assists, and 16 pins. And currently this season, you're at 25 games, 10 goals, 16 assists, and 36 pins.
Just a jump in everything.
What was your biggest transition coming over to the Ox last season?
Probably just getting used to the physicality on the ice and speed.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, living with a Bill family.
Go closer. Yeah. So.
Could you hear any of that?
Yeah, you'll
be fine. So, you noticed any like differences from last season to this season so far? Better or worse?
It's kind of been similar, unfortunately.
Yeah.
On the ice, trends like hit a big losing streak in the middle of the year, but. I think we have more potential if we can figure it out.
Yeah. I noticed a lot of your turners from last year have, I mean, at least for us, you guys have grown up a lot, and you seem to, be more passionate is the right terminology, but for lack of a better term, you guys seem to be a little bit more passionate this year than last year, so.
Yeah, I think there's more of a sense of urgency to win.
Yeah.
Our last chance, I guess.
Last year was just tough. There's just so many new.
That's always going to be a tough one.
And coming off the season before, I mean, coming off that season into last year with so many new players to the team versus, you know, returners, it's always a struggle. And, you know, this year you got a lot more returners, but I think it's just, you guys will find that. And I think you'll move on pretty quick now.
Yeah.
You should have a good weekend coming up this weekend of games that you should be able to take two out of three, if not all three. So,
well, and if you guys get into a bigger slump, let us know, and we'll give you guys a cold weather boot camp session.
Perfect.
It'll be even more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a terrible weekend to be suspended. You know, like... Yeah.
Just go to Dell's and
sit on the bench. To lose some of the people.
You guys are doing a great job. Yeah.
Going to have the best scratches in the league this weekend. So our scratch rotation is going to be deep.
Yeah.
You guys might go to the water slides.
You will definitely see me at the water park this weekend in Dell's. Just saying that.
Yeah. So any big moments for you this season so far?
I think the squash game where we came back, that was big.
Yeah.
I think we tied it. I gave it to Lubers. We tied it, I think. And the Casper game. I think that was a good game for us.
Okay. How about family, youth? How was all that growing up? Because you played hockey growing up, I'm assuming. So.
Yeah, I was a goalie until I was 14. And then I switched that year.
So your parents are excited.
Yeah.
So you're only slightly on the spectrum.
Right? Yeah.
Mine are still waiting for the switch.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
They don't care now.
Yeah. You should switch now. I need a D.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're not suspended as a forward. So
perfect.
Oh, shit. You plays, just hop on D.
Yeah.
So, and you're an age out too, right?
Yeah.
How about you? Any plans after?
I'm not sure yet. Oh, it's pretty up in the air right now.
Well, you got some time.
Yeah.
Anything else you want us to know about yourself? You got some lady friend you want to give a shout out to, or
who's your billets?
The Medinas.
Okay, how's that going?
It's good.
Good?
It's really good, yeah.
Sweet. That's such a big...
Yeah.
That's such a big thing to be able to have good billets and get along with them and everything.
Yeah, I've gotten really lucky.
Yeah, that's So, all right. All right, cheese. You're killing me over here. I don't even know. I know. All right, stop it. All right, Eli, cheese, spitting hot fire from Waterloo, Iowa, left catch goalie, 03, prior to playing for the Ox, through 18 through 21, played for Waterloo High School, joined the Ox the 21-22 season, 5 games played, 2.35 goals against, 921 save percentage. Were you pretty much just a practice goalie kind of that year with the five or?
Yeah, I don't think I was supposed to get any games that year, but coming into the season going 0-2, I got that third game and got the first win for the boys. Mm-hmm. So I think I kind of started that trend of seeing that third goalie play 5 games.
Okay. All right. Because, yeah, I was going to say usually I know that's kind of what Jay tries to do.
What, that was with Cho and Mona, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Current season, 16 games played. Oh, sorry, let's go back. Last year, 22 games played, 4.02 goals against, 888 save percentage. Currently this year, you have 16 games played, 3.08 goals against, and a 907 save percentage. How was youth hockey, high school hockey, you know, how's it kind of all, what's the difference in kind of where you played youth to high school and high school to the Ox?
So I'd say the biggest thing I had to do to jump from the Ox from high school, especially coming in and skipping my senior year like I did, was just how fast everything is. The shots are faster, the play is faster, everyone's smarter. So you just have to kind of train your brain to think way faster than you did before. And that's kind of what I had to do.
And when did you start playing goalie?
I think I played for Adams, which is like no goalies, when I was about 4, and then as soon as they had goalies, I
just jumped in.
Yep, right in. My dad was a goalie, so I've always wanted to be a goalie.
All right. My daughter's team just started using goalies this year. They just rotated through, and it's just so hard to watch. And she's done it twice, and I'm like, just get that out of your system, because I don't want to deal with it.
Louis could be a goalie.
Huh? Louis's going to be a tank, so I don't know.
Someone said he could be a goalie.
He might be better off. What's a pregame look like for you?
Usually I wake up around like 10, just kind of let my body wake itself up, and then I usually just drive over to Carl's and eat steak and eggs with Carl, and then we head to the rink. And
who's cooking?
He buys, I cook, so.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
I can get behind that.
It's a professional relationship right there.
So, I mean, pretty much similar. Obviously, relying heavily on Carl for everything in life, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah, whose car is out? Is it your car that's out?
So, my girlfriend's car is out. So, my car was out, so she was driving me everywhere, but now I just pick her up, and she drops me off and then just takes my car to work, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's nice. That's sweet of you.
Got to take the sacrifice.
You know, somebody in that relationship has to.
I'm going to teach my dog how to drive.
So many jokes.
Yeah, no. As soon as it left my mouth, I realized I shouldn't have said anything.
So, the Ox have a new goalie coach, right?
Yeah.
How's that seem to be going? Because I know Shifty kind of did stuff for a while.
Yeah.
And then now he's kind of taken over as a more official role as an assistant coach and moved on from just goalie coaching.
Yep.
Who's the new goalie coach and kind of how did that come into play or how's that going?
His name is Stefano, and I think he's a beauty. He's a great guy. He played D1 for Mercyhurst, so definitely some experience, but he will definitely let you know if you do something wrong. And if you do it again, then I'll let you know even more. So,
does he say it in Italian?
Usually French Canadian.
Oh, even better.
But yeah, he's a great guy. Love talking to him. He has some really good insight, so it's great to work with him. And I've been asking for a goalie coach for 2 or 3 years now. We finally got one, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. He was in my locker room for Sunday. Yeah. So he seemed like a nice guy. I talked to him on the bench a bunch. He played great in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, it was against some people and some bad people and some good people. But
yeah, I didn't play.
So otherwise, it was mostly good people.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would have lost by a lot more than one.
No, it was
the best coach in the league right here.
That's right.
The best losing coach.
Hey, I got RC, I got his back.
RC was just dishing out line combos, and that was.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's good to see. I mean, the rotation's pretty much, you know, you and Sticky, it seems like, and then I'm assuming Klopp might get a few, and then do you get to have a fourth?
What's his name?
Baby Jesus.
Thank you.
and then there's a fourth goalie today.
Yeah, there's a fourth goalie.
I don't know if I even knew who that was.
Pierce Mayrose.
Okay, how's that?
He's good. He's getting his first game this weekend. He's taking my game.
Oh,
so
yeah. Because you're suspended.
Yep. Clough plays Friday, Pierce plays Saturday, and Sticky plays on Sunday. So,
well, there you go. That's a solid rotation for the Ducks. I think Sticky played his first game ever against the Ducks last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beat him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which you should. They're terrible.
Oh, hey, yeah. I lost. I lost the day before that, so.
Yeah, I know. But that's okay. That's okay. You can't win them all. Yeah. So
I mean, if you keep losing them, we're going to call you Swiss cheese because you got so many holes in you.
Zing.
Whoop.
No,
you're sharp cheddar right now.
Thanks. Nice. Nice. Right?
Yeah.
A little more of a Gouda or something. Or more of a pepper jack because he's spitting fire.
Well, he ain't fancy enough for those, though.
What do you mean? That's, oh, Lord. I don't even know what to say to you. All right, anything else, Cheese? Anything else you got about yourself, about the season so far? Any big win or big save or punch? Or?
I mean, my first fight was pretty fun. I mean, I don't know if it was much of a fight. More
the goalie brawl. Also could have taken his mask off.
Yeah, like, I just like kind of looked at him and realized I couldn't hit him and tried to go after a different guy. So, but I'd say the game against Hudson, like these boys were talking about, winning in a shootout was big. I think that was a big statement game, especially early in the season. Kind of shows all the new guys that they can play at this level and we can beat the biggest, baddest, toughest teams in our division. So, and then obviously that Squatch game coming all the way back, coming in cold in the second and then shutting them out and winning 5-4 in overtime is pretty big. So I'd say most of the games you win in extra time are pretty special. So
yeah, for sure. Huh?
Hell yeah.
So, I know we kind of talked about this earlier, playing against each other. Any guys play against each other?
I played against Carl. Played against
each other.
Yeah.
So, everybody played against Carl. That means Carl played against everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You remember who won?
I played him at Nationals in high school, and they beat us 4-2, 5-2?
4-5-2, maybe, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I usually beat Carl.
Yeah, I don't think we ever beat cheese.
No Swiss
don't
cheese.
Don't ask Leach.
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
Because Leach knows how to get the puck behind cheese, apparently.
I don't know.
He's got a missile.
Yeah.
All right. I'll believe you. I know we kind of talked about, you know, biggest transition in gameplay. Carl, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but you know, leaving home, staying with the Billets, like, just kind of how does that all go? Like, what was it kind of a shock at first, or does it take a little bit to get used to? I know everybody, I guess it's probably second and third year Billeting, but, like, how did that start out? And did you go back to the same Billets this year?
I did not. I went from, so last, well, we'll start my first year. My first year, I stayed with my GM, and, great people, still talk to them this day.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come to games? And then last year I stayed at a, don't want to put their name on blast, but
yeah, that's
not a very good house to live at. But okay. Then I went and stayed at Wally's house. Him and Mark let us in. And then this season I'm staying at Paul and Greg Simchick. Great people.
Sweet.
Great people.
Lubers loves Paula.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great people.
Yeah. And I was with Medina's last year.
So and back good. Again this year.
Yeah. So it was good.
Where are you at, Cheese? What are you doing?
I live in White Bear Lake with the Lowies. And I lived there last year. Lived there this year. My first year I stayed at Nate Cheney's house.
Sorry. Butters.
So got out of there and moved a little closer to work. So that was nice.
Sweet. Any good stories or anything from the locker room or practice or anything? Or any good rookie idols? Or
rookie idol was pretty good this year. Yeah. We had a lot of good ones.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Who are your rookies?
Pierce. Delata, not sticky. Farns.
Pook.
Yeah, Pooks. Cooper, Nielsen, yeah. Caldy. New guy, John Sittig.
Oh, yeah, John Sittig, yeah.
Is that red helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Black now.
You got oh, fine. Helmet. I was yeah. like, God, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, who's this red? I'm like, we got red breezers in years yeah. past. Now we got red helmets. Like, what the heck's yeah. going on?
Oh, the red breezers, those take me back.
yeah. They're God, they're still terrible. I think you can actually wear them.
Probably.
Old Clough.
Yeah.
So Harrison. Talked about future hockey plans. Lubes, you played for, who was it, the Blackbirds?
Yeah.
Kind of how is coming to the Ox everything you thought? Like, how is the facilities a little different or, you know, anything better or worse? Or?
Yeah, I knew coming here would be better. Experience play wise and then like just like how they run things and how they do things and how everything's set up. And I didn't really take advantage of that. I don't know, last year I was in like a fog. I don't know. It was just getting used to the different division and then getting used to it, but we would always switch lines last year, and then once me, Carl and Mike started playing together, it just kind of clicked, and I got comfortable with it. Too bad I was at the end of the season, so.
Yeah.
But.
And then, kind of, what are some of the biggest changes from last season to this season? To this season for all of you guys, you know, coming off of last season, what was your mindset coming into the season to do differently, and how's that going?
I mean, I came up here over the summer and I trained with Witta, and I wanted to get smarter, but also with my play, do the right things and get comfortable with it. It translates to games, and so far, been doing a good job with that. Trying to stay with it with Carl and Mike or whoever mm-hmm. we'll be playing with.
Yeah.
yeah. But other than that, yeah.
All right. Carl, Cheese, you got anything on that?
Having 14 returners rather than 4 is really awesome.
Yeah.
So I think especially this year from last year, at least for me, there's a lot less pressure, I feel like. Like last year, you're one of the 4 guys that is coming back, so I feel like there's a lot of pressure on your back to try to lead. And this year, you have 14 other guys that can do it with you, so... Mm-hmm. Just kind of focusing on playing my game and how I want to play it is, I think, really helping me.
I think we're all more optimistic about this year. I feel like we can do some damage.
Yeah.
How were you guys all recruited to play for the Ox? Do you call Witta? Witta find you guys?
So my GM of my first team, he sent my highlight tape to Witta because I guess they were in good connection with each other. And would have liked what he saw, and he offered me a spot.
Sweet.
I played for Team Midwest
okay.
in the summer showcase and stuff the year before. And so he got in contact with me there, and we talked about the season. And then I signed in, like, February of the year before.
My goalie coach knows Witta pretty well. So when he found out that Witta was probably going to be looking for a third goalie, kind of contacted me, and then I got in touch with Witta, and I think I signed like 3 or 4 days after.
That's awesome.
It's nice to hear the salesman didn't recruit any of you.
Well, was gonna say Team Midwest. Was Eric?
Was Thompson?
Yeah. No, he wasn't. No.
Thompson. No, he'll probably say he did, but no.
Probably. They gave him a good deal on sticks too.
Yeah, yeah, those are awesome.
I like Chinese sticks.
About as good as his white rims.
There's just a lot.
Those are iconic.
A lot of bad things.
I was going to dress up as him for Halloween.
I was going to say that should have been.
I still might next year.
Oh my gosh.
You should just show up to a random game.
Like as Thompson. Oh my, I'd lose it.
Stand on the bench for warm up.
Yeah, during warm ups, that would be awesome. Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
How is practice kind of ran? I know that you guys do a lot of cap and run practices. Witta kind of just say this is what we're doing and you just go into it. Is he changing stuff up a lot day to day, week to week, or kind of what goes on with that?
Yeah. We have Russ now. Yeah. So
he's just doing, he pretty much is running it.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, there are Witta days that Witta will run the practices, but usually we're getting a ice systems text from Russ, which is pretty much our practice plan.
Okay.
And we'll just... Mm-hmm. Do that,
yeah.
So, all
right. Yeah. So pretty good, fluid,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Everybody know the drills now, yeah. So it's not completely.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys kind of just want to tell your millions of fans about you at this point?
We're trying to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, we aren't trying to go on a 9-game skid. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get it. You'll get it Friday. You guys will pull 3 wins this weekend.
Yeah.
For sure.
Frankie, short list.
Short list. Thank you to Walzer Automotive, Great Clips,
For Hair,
Blue Ox Heating and Air, Tradition Companies, Kowalski Financial, and Jimmy John's of Coon Rapids.
All right. This is everybody's favorite time. And
this is where it gets muted for FCC and
Frankie. Whatever, right? Take it away for Frankie's time. Frankie's time.
I can't swear. Frankie? I'm not allowed to swear. I can say balls.
I'll
just put out another disclaimer. I'll give you guys the 4OTG perspective on the season so far. And a lot of what you guys are saying is kind of the same things that we're saying and seeing. You know, you said that you guys have come out multiple games and you're just kind of falling flat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that is that more like in the locker room type thing or just to maintain the hype from the locker room and transition out onto the ice, or is it I don't know, like you know, for a lot of teams, like once the other team starts scoring goals, you guys get down on yourselves and then it's harder to
come. I think we just got to be hungrier to get that first goal.
Yeah.
I think it's just, I don't know. Yeah. I think if we get that first goal, then we'll have that motivation to play, I don't know, defensive hockey first or whatever, but at the same time get us going, get us up.
Is there anything that you guys want to see from at least us when we're in the stands trying to help you guys get hyped up, stay hyped up? I mean, I'm not gonna flash anybody or anything like that, but
I mean,
you can't bring binoculars on the bench.
Hey, no, the seats are heated.
No, they're not.
I think
not
some the seats, but the some letters seats on the chest would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Spell out blocks.
Oh man, could you imagine?
I got a lot of real estate.
Can you imagine us four just shirtless with blocks
you guys
painted?
Remember when Beller's brother and his friends did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I think I'm gonna do that, but maybe. We'll see.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Especially for a playoff game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're home.
What?
When we're home.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
It still messed me up at the game for Squatch when they played your guys' boot camp songs like right away in the first.
Really?
Both Leech and I are like, it's too early.
Yeah.
Like that's for like you guys are down late in the game and you need a rally, or like you guys are just way up and you're having fun and time to have some more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we try to keep on it, but
yeah, that's always good.
We're not going to do burpees in the bleachers. So.
Well, beer burpees.
We can do that.
That's why we need that first goal quick. Yeah. We need those twofers early.
Yeah. Tell you what, if you guys like score a couple goals right off the bat when we're out there next, and we can get Roxanne to play, we'll chug a beer for you or something. All
right. Yes. All
right. And nobody will see my butthole. Unless you guys keep scoring goals and I keep getting two for one. So.
I'm sorry.
It's not going to happen. It might happen. It might happen. Yeah, I think otherwise, you know, when we tell you guys to embrace the suck, I mean, they're words, but they're more than just words. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are winning, you're losing, you're doing it as a team. And embrace the suck just means, you know, you got to pull through,
yeah,
kick it into the next gear as a team and be positive and, you know, talkative out there. So I think that's what we see at least. So otherwise, nicknames, I mean, I think we've kind of hammered your guys' nicknames already. So you guys have anybody's names that we don't have nicknames for?
Pierce.
Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta keep thinking of his.
Pierce Mayrose.
Pierce Manoes.
That's too easy.
Trevor. Jeff. At boot camp.
He's like Cowboy or Sheriff Bart. Sheriff Bart and
Cowboy.
Sheriff Jim or something.
Something like that from. Oh, I can't even remember the movie.
It's not Cowboy Bebop.
No. Blazing Saddles. It's the movie.
Oh.
That's where it's from. Remember. So.
But. Yeah, we'll have to come up with something for you, Pierce. Prince Edward. It's a piercing.
He does look like a prince.
I didn't know I knew Prince Albert was. I didn't know.
I thought Prince. What did I say?
Edward.
I thought that was.
I don't know. I've
a little bit in a further south spot.
Right now, you could call him Splithead. So.
Oh yeah.
He took a puck to the. Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Yesterday. No helmet on.
Whole face covered in blood.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Call him Two Face.
Welcome.
Yeah. What have you done to Harvey Face? You guys know that. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Sunday's game, the Veterans Ox and NHLers. How was that for you guys? Was that a lot of fun? Does it kind of help you get out of, you know, your minds a little bit?
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, it's nice to get away after going 0-3. So.
Yeah. It was fun to just be out there and just not take it serious.
Yeah.
Just kind of flow around. I was playing D. I was getting burnt left and right. Western was chasing me down.
Westy
guy was just—he was just cruising everybody.
Did you see his eight goals?
No.
It was like someone was telling me it was like flat, and then had like a little curve somewhere.
His stick?
Yeah. Wow. Someone said it was like literally flat, and then I don't know.
Well, they asked him like where he or how why he brought that one or something. He goes, "I just grabbed one out of the stash in the garage, and that was it."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, the guys on the white bench were like, "Hey, you gonna pull the goalie?" And I'm like, "Now Western just came out. I don't think we should."
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was
it. Didn't really matter when the goalie was in with him.
Yeah, it was true.
It was a little more into it.
Yeah.
He was buzzing around.
Yeah, that's loving it.
Yeah,
that's kind of like Walls last year.
Yeah, last year. Yeah, that was a good time though.
I had a great time, but
it wasn't as cold this year, which was awesome.
Was
it better being inside than out?
I think for something like that,
yeah. It's good for the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one wants to.
Outdoors are always fun, but yeah, I feel like.
Yeah. Which is too bad because it was actually decent weather outside and the ice was great out there. Yeah. But, I mean, you just never know.
Yeah.
Because the game was. Like a week and a half earlier the year last year, and it was like negative. It was so cold,
And it was snowing.
It was so cold.
It was rough.
It would have been nice to wear those jerseys though.
Yeah.
They gotta be good. I mean, I'm assuming they're still gonna be coming in, and they'll dish out the doubles.
They said that they were supposed to show up Monday.
It's but just I don't know a, if they got there. I mean, that's just, yeah.
Christmas present, it. Boys.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it's a fluke. I don't know.
Yeah, that's too bad that it was such a, that they didn't come in time. And yeah. I mean, I just so happened to have my socks and Breezer covers from last year's game. And mm-hmm. Luckily, I think Jay put together all the jerseys to make sure all the veterans and NHLers and that had them, which was nice. So
yeah. We've had a fun exhibition tournament like that once. I think, was that your first year? What? Or were you even there when we were at Richfield?
I don't think I was there.
Well, I'm sure he's not listening, but we had a kind of a D-bag of a guy that was always in charge of everything and always forgot something or misspelled something. And we started the game with no jerseys because they hadn't arrived yet. Awesome. And like they finally showed up like, I don't know, like 5 minutes into it. They're like, okay, time out, grab your jerseys.
Some like dodgeball story.
Yeah, it was like, well, it's kind of pointless now. We're kind of getting the hang of it. Like, we'll put them on later.
Yeah, just wait until you get on the bench to do it.
Yeah.
But,
no. Well, that's all I got for Frankie's time. Anything you guys want to add?
Do you have any questions for Frankie?
Yeah, you got.
Are you making a new calendar?
Yeah, when's the next calendar? Oh.
As soon as I can figure out how to work my iPhone.
You've had that thing for like a year.
Yeah, but my Samsung, you could like scroll and like cut out stuff on pictures and then paste it onto another picture. I haven't figured out how to do any of that stuff.
Well, I think
Google it.
I did. They're like, yeah, you can just like tap on the picture.
Yeah, you just like.
Oh yeah.
You just like hold it down and copy it.
But I don't know how to put it onto a different picture.
Well, that's just Lewis.
I have to type.
Yeah, I'll have to. I got. I use live. Well, I use live photos for everything because I have kids and they're annoying.
Well, plus I need my back to not be.
See, look at that. Like, boom, copied. I can send it to you. But, yeah, I don't know how to do that. I've also never tried to do any of that, so.
No. I got to figure that out, fix my back.
Yeah, look at.
Lose my weight again.
There's just a picture of my son.
Better, yeah, then how do I put it on?
I don't know. That's something that I can't do everything for you.
Why?
Because I just can't. That's life.
You used to.
I know. And then I have kids. You don't.
Yeah, no,
that you know of.
I don't think so. But yeah, it'll show up. If I can't figure out my iPhone,
don't you have your old phone still?
No.
Oh, you traded it in?
Yeah. No. But I got a tablet. I think I can do the same thing on it. So.
Oh, there you go.
I'll figure it out.
That's what I said. To figure it out.
Is there going to be a different theme this year?
Do chew.
Just,
Hey, maybe Upper Deckies will sponsor you.
Okay. No, I'll take suggestions. Cause I don't know what to do.
You could do like vintage hockey brands and just get real old with it. I got my dad's skates up there. You can borrow. It's old shin pads. You could wear just those.
You can do that.
I don't know if I want you to now that I think about it.
Not right now. Give me
clearly not right now.
Give me a better back in like a year. And yeah, I'll get something put together.
I don't think any of us will be here, so we're going to need an express copy of that.
Well, we got your numbers, so.
Perfect.
Yeah. Text you. Give me your email.
All right. So we'll kind of move on. I know we always kind of talk about boot camp a little. Lubers, you had a nice little behind-the-scenes view this year because you couldn't participate at boot camp, so you got to just come and watch. You didn't take the Abrego route and just not find a flight.
Oh, I can't make it, guys.
After boot camp. But what did you kind of think of it, kind of seeing it from that aspect and kind of just not participating but watching and so forth?
I felt for them. I really did. I felt for them. I felt for them. But whenever I did show up, dude, I felt the energy. The energy felt good when I came, though.
Yeah, it was good this year. It was, you know,
a little motivated and on task.
A little different spot and a little different games, if you want to call it that, and workouts and that. But it was fun. It was a good good fire for the most part. I don't know. I didn't sleep again, but
Butch?
No, I don't know. I don't think anybody did.
He kept falling asleep at the fire, but I mean, he's also like 900 years old, so it's quite a feat for him to stay awake that long.
Yeah. All right, so we got some upcoming games. You know, as we're taping this, we have Frankie's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Frankie.
Happy birthday.
Happy Frankie's birthday is December 15th, so everybody...
I will be intoxicated, so I won't make it.
Shout him out and let him know happy birthday. So you're away tomorrow, December 15th at the Mullets at 7 p.m. And then you guys just taking off Saturday morning because you're at... What is it, like Poppy Wataman or something like that? Yeah. At the Dells Ducks, Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 p.m. So you just waking up Saturday morning and taking off, or I'd assume?
Yeah, I think that's the plan now.
So, big three-game weekend. I'm calling it 3-0, three wins this weekend. After that, you got your Christmas break. You guys staying local? You heading home? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll be heading home.
I think we're all heading home.
Yeah.
All right. After the nice Christmas break, you come back and you got the Havoc at home on the 29th. And then you're at Steele County on the 30th. Got a little break for New Year's, and then you're again at home against Steele. So you kind of got a back-to-back with the Steele. And then the Moose on January 11th. When is the Axe game this year?
That's a great question.
Is that mid-February?
Because so. it's at Fogarty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have it.
It might be the last game we play them for our series, you know? I think we do four-game series, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody be on the lookout for that one, because that should be a good one.
Two games I really want to win on you guys is tomorrow and that game, so...
Because Frankie made the Axe, and he's a little bit attached to it.
Yeah. I like it when too. It's here sick. And not there.
Yeah.
All right, so Frankie, give us those sponsors.
All right, can I do it without sweating, passing out, or turning red? Probably not.
D, all of the above.
All right, thank you, sponsors. Walzer Automotive, Warrior Hockey, Great Clips,
Four Hair,
Blue Ox Heating and Air, Alloy Brewing, Noka Ramsey Community College, Kowalski's Markets, Tripine Creative and Marketing, Arbor Tree Services, Bell Mortgage, Chris Safe Team, Widow Creative Studios, Fast Wax Ski Wax, 4OTG, Focus 33 Print, Home Furniture, Ice Hockey Systems, Calming Waters and Wellness Center, Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains, Blaine Family Chiropractic, ProStart Construction, Red Black Hockey, North Star Real Estate Associates, Social Indoor, Haggis Properties, Inc., A-Class Sounds, Cocky's Bus Service, Green Acres of Wisconsin, Jimmy John's of Coon Rapids, Unique Dining Experiences, this is the most I've ever read, Euro Edge North of America, Euro Edge North America. I'm already getting dizzy. Cybersport Under Armour Hockey. Crystal VFW. Speed Pro Imaging. Power Edge Studio. Integral Hockey Stick Repair. General Nutrition Centers.
GNC.
United States.
Air Force. No.
Title Boxing Club. Absolute Filth. Hometown Auto Care. Anoka Family Wellness. Tradition Companies. Alina Health Orthopedics. Zulu, Lulu's Pizzeria, Back to Rock, Vettix Org, Allegra of Eden Prairie, Drew and Moose, Body Trick, Warriors Path Empowered by Vets, TPH Academy of Blaine, Raising Canes of Coon Rapids, The Ranch, Go-Go Squeeze, Lunch Bucket Hockey, Jet Set Promotions, Holiday Inn Express Coon Rapids, and Zoe's Gone Bananas.
Castle Garden, we'll throw Castle Garden in there too.
And... You know, why not the U.S. Army?
Well, they beat the Navy.
They did. Army's not a sponsor, but they're better than the Air Force.
Are they? I mean,
probably not.
All right. So, just want to thank our guests one more time. We appreciate you guys, you know, taking the time and coming over and talking with us. As Coach Witt always says, block shots and smile. We will, and you will hear us next time, both here and at the rink. Have a good one. Yeah.